This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESV Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRRFM.com. Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, broadcasting live from Parkway Field ahead of the Owls Week 5 matchup against Central Clarion. Jimmy Kelts here, your voice of the Owls, alongside my color commentator, Cameron Snodgrass, and my statistician is alongside us as well. That's Mark Irvin. And Cam, obviously, the Owls come in 0-4 so far in the season. Real quick, that Week 1 in Punxsie was kind of the blowout loss, the shutout loss, low note to start the season on, plus the long road trip. Then they come back, their home opener, hosting Countersport. They put some points up on the board. They make it a good game, ultimately fall a little bit short. Week 3 at Otto Eldred, kind of a similar story, except for the Owls were just playing catch-up. They weren't able to get out in front, and they were constantly putting pressure on the Terrors, but couldn't get out in front at all, and Otto Eldred ends up winning that one. Now, last week, Week 4 against Dubois, which came in, I mean, there were some massive kids on that team, let's be honest. The Owls played pretty well. They end up putting up 20 points. The final score was, I believe I have in front of me, 49-20. And that's because it kind of got away from them after halftime. But they played well in that first half against a team that was physically way overmatched. And they were way overmatched, the Owls were. And it's hard not to think that, boy, if they looked like that team in weeks 2 and 3, we might be looking at a different record right now. We're going to see a similar look tonight against Central Clarion, which is a co-op team of 3 schools. So we're going to be another big team with some big kids and a lot of kids on the sideline.
Yeah, I mean, the Owls have a big night ahead of them. Central Clarion is not a team to be taken lightly. I have some little tidbits for us here. So Central Clarion right now, Jimmy, 4-0, mm-hmm. and they have a 42-7 win over Brookville, a 29-24 over the powerhouse Port Allegheny, 43-6 over Union AC Valley, and just last week they just thumped Punxsutawney 45-7. And they're ranked respectively 17th in the state for a 2A school. And I mean, on the offense and defense, they have it both. So, if the Owls can maintain, like you were saying, mm-hmm. if they can put 2 halves together and make a complete game, they might come out and surprise us tonight.
Yeah, I think they've been rising. They've been playing to the level of competition. Now they've come up short every time, but they played Dubois much better than they played, Countersport, and they played, Countersport, kind of similar to the way they played Otto Eldred. So we'll see how they come out here tonight. I know Coach Puglio wants to attack right away. So we'll see if they do win the coin toss. I wouldn't be surprised if they just came out right on offense and tried to march down the field. Speaking of Coach Puglio, I was able to sit down and talk with him earlier today. That's for the coaches show, which we'll play right now. We'll come back, get our starting lineups, and get ready for kickoff. But right now, week 5, the coaches show with Jeff Puglio.
Welcome back to the coaches show with Coach Jeff Puglio. Here before the Owls Week 5 matchup against Central Clarion, home at Parkway Field. Thanks for joining me again, Coach.
Yep, happy to be here.
So let's start off on some of the positive notes. We had Week 4 last week, and we saw again, I think that we've seen like noticeable improvements every week so far this season. Last week against a big team, like physically very big, they had a lot of big kids on that team, and we saw the boys really putting up some points and kind of keeping pace for a little bit. Ultimately didn't close it out, but what did you see specifically that you liked that the boys heard about come practice this week?
I think what we've lost is kind of like the joy of playing football. I think we got so, you know, wrapped up in the season and, you know, the pressure of not winning, and we just don't look like we're having fun anymore. And I think that was the big thing for us going into Dubois, is just kind of loosen up and enjoy playing again. And I think I saw an energy we haven't been able to get to in any consistency this year, saw it quite a bit last week. So, you you know, I was really happy with that, to see them enjoy playing again.
Yeah, it did look like they were having fun. You can kind of feel the energy coming off the field there against DuBois. And again, those kids are big kids, man. So for being outsized, you know, on the in the trenches there, on the lines, and for them to come up and put up some touchdowns, I know Talen Reese put together another good game. And Laktash now has become a legitimate stud. He's got the 261 yards, a few touchdowns, and I think he leads the team on tackles as well. So doing it on both sides of the field. Any other names that you're seeing kind of emerge and that you want to give some shout-outs to?
Well, I think, you know, we've been getting a lot of work up front. Guys are working really hard. Alex Gangloff really is the catalyst for us at center, putting us protection. But his defense is really taking off, and he's really getting after it up front. You know, they were big and pushed us around, but Alex is one of those bright spots that we were able to get some penetration with him. You know, so I really like the way he's playing right now and try to keep him going. We also got Nate Girdlestone back last week, which was kind of a boost for us, too. He'll be able to help us on both sides, especially in the run game, because he's so shifty. So, yeah, things are coming together for us.
Yeah, and then we saw A.J. Gleason come back as well. On the other side of the injury coin is kind of the sickness that we've been dealing with. Are the boys getting healthy again?
Still dealing with it this week. I mean, I even missed a day because of it. So we've had guys in and out from practice for it, and it's just whatever's going around, it seems to be hitting us really, really hard. So, you know, we kind of just take it day by day with who can and can't do things. And, you know, some guys are limited in practice because we don't want to overdo it with them. We want to try to get people healthy. So it's kind of just like wait to see how guys feel going into the game today. And it's just one of those things we're dealing with, and I'm sure other schools are too.
Yeah, I think so. It's in my house as well. It's everywhere. We do get back-to-back home games, though, which is nice for the first time this season. And coming into town is Clarion, big co-op school. I assume going to have a lot of kids on the sideline and have their choice of, you know, some of the bigger guys as well. But their dual threat QB, Jace Ferguson, is I think leading the team in both passing and rushing attempts. They really like to run through him from what I know. Is that again the recipe for their team? Is their quarterback just kind of runs that entire offense?
Yeah, they're like you mentioned, their co-op. It's actually three schools in one, so they do get their pick of players, but. Yeah, he is kind of the difference maker for them, and they rely on explosive plays. They're trying to get guys downfield. They're going to try to you know pick up big yardage chunk plays. They don't seem to be a grinded out like DuBois was, so they rely on you know hitting you and hitting you hard with these big explosive plays. So it's something we've been talking about. Reading our keys is very critical with this one. So. Asking our guys to make simple key reads and then just react to that and play. So it's just kind of a test for us tonight to see if we are improving in that area as well.
Mm-hmm. And then their defense as well, to flip the script a little bit, is near the top in the district as far as getting pressure on the quarterback and in takeaways. So offensively, kind of right out of the gate, what should we expect? What are you trying to do to set the tone?
I would want to go right at them, attack them. I think Talen is really getting some confidence in his abilities and his game is being taken to a different level as he gets more confident. You can see it. And, you know, Talen's a sophomore, so he's learning a lot this year on the fly. He's being still a young player for us. So I think his confidence is starting to kind of impact the other guys around him. I think it's starting to impact the guys up front. So I think with an aggressive defense, you just be as aggressive as they are. So we're going to go right after him.
Thanks for joining me again today, Coach. Can't wait to see the boys out there tonight against Clarion from Parkway Field.
Thanks for having me. Let's go, Owls.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. WEACM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field for Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. That was the Coach's Show with Coach Jeff Puglio pregame. Heard from him with his thoughts ahead of our Week 5 matchup here against Central Clarion. And again, a three-school co-op team, and they have, you know, they're kind of their pick of the litter. A lot of kids down here on the sideline, and they can, you know, go with some of the biggest kids when the time calls with it and go with some of the more athletic kids when the time calls for it. And some of those kids, we've already seen their name here just 4 weeks into the season. As you mentioned, their defense tops in the state. I mean, through 4 weeks, Cam, you saw 31 sacks, 12 interceptions, and 11 forced fumbles through 4 weeks of the season.
Unreal. I mean, that's something that you would expect the high school defense to put up in the season. And we're four games into the year, and it wasn't against cupcake opponents. We're talking about some of District 9's best teams.
Yeah, really impressive marks here. Again, not even halfway through the year, and their leading player as far as the interceptions go, helping in with a quarter of those 12 interceptions, is also their quarterback, Jace Ferguson. He's got four on the year, and he is their dual threat QB. He leads Central Clarion in passing and rushing attempts, and passing, he's got 999 yards passing, 12 TDs to five interceptions. So we're coming up approaching that 1,000 yard mark here again through 4 weeks of the season. It's absolutely wild.
Yeah, and then Connor Kopnitsky, he's leading the team in rushing yards. He's got 21 carries for 174 yards rushing, and he's adding three TDs. But the quiet one on the team, it looks like, is Ashton Rex. He's obviously the number one receiver. He has 19 catches, 564 yards, and five touchdowns through four games so far.
Yeah, really nice marks for this Central Clarion team, and having a good year. And, it shows up everywhere. It shows up in the box score and the stat sheet and everywhere. So we'll just moments away here from kickoff, about to get to the coin toss here as the captains approach midfield. Meanwhile, some of the Owls stats on the season, Talon Reese, sophomore starting quarterback. He is overall 80 of 150 for 1,045 yards. And he's got seven TDs to four interceptions. He's actually one of the top quarterbacks for overall passing yards in the state.
Yeah, he's number four in the state right now, right? And we have another D9 guy who's number one, which is Fox from Brockway.
Yeah,
and he's leading the state. But the race for that top spot's all within, I think, 70 yards when I was looking at it earlier. So Talon's having a fantastic year. It's showing on paper. It's just it hasn't translated to W's yet.
Yeah, he that fourth spot. Obviously, high school football, you're going to see a lot of teams that are big on the run. But you look around at some of the names that surround Talon Reese on either side. The top four and five through ten, and he's in good company there in that number four spot. So we'll look to see that continue as well. They have struggled in the rushing department. Looking at about, 72, I think, overall rushing yards. And a huge chunk of that is coming from our guy, Troy Atkins, as he leads all rushers by a good margin. And he is kind of the reason that we even have any amount of rushing on the team. So we'll look to see that as well. And then, of course, a guy that caught fire last week is Lucas Lactash. He's been a dependable wide receiver, kind of streaking downfield. But last week, he really got going. He ended up being the Owls MVP of the game, sponsored by the Model T N for week four. He had three catches for 112 yards and two touchdowns. He also led the defense with seven tackles, one of which was for a loss. And don't forget, he handles kicking duties. So we'll look to see Lactash try to get going here early tonight as well. Our starting lineups are brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate, as the Owls are going to receive to start the game, and the kick is up, and it is fielded at about the 15-yard line, brought across the 25 and across the 30, still on his feet somehow, and across the 40, near the 42. Great return to start off for the Owls.
Yeah, and I think that was Troy Atkins. He just pummeled a man. He trucked a man right there.
yeah, stayed up on his feet there after that little truck stick. So your offensive starters for the Owls. So we talked about him, quarterback, sophomore, Talon Reese. At running back is Troy Adkins, and Jordy Thompson also comes in for the split back duties. Lucas Lactash, Matt Perry, and Isaiah Fenton are your wide receivers. As Adkins comes out to Reese's left side, and he's got trips on that side as well. And he looks to his right. It's Adkins for a loss of two. A.J. Gleason back to starting at wide receiver. Then we've got your offensive line, Luke Kerr, Landon McGarry. At center, Alex Gangloff, a guy you heard getting his flowers from Coach Puglio during the coaches show. And on the other side, Joe Carey and Ian DeGoyler. Again, your starting lineup is brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. So second and 12, second and 11. Reese to his right side. He's got Gleason, but it goes right through the hands. You got to wonder if it's got a little too much zip on it with that cast on his left hand.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to make catches with your hands with the way AJ's bandaged up today. Yeah, he's going to have to catch it with his chest. But yeah, Talon had a little too much to that. Probably didn't have to. There was plenty of room.
He had some salt and some pepper. That brings up third and 11 now. Split backs for Reese. And Twins out to the right side. He's going to send Thompson in motion. And he's handed it off to Adkins. And Adkins has some room. He's across the 50 for the first down. And he's going to get into Clarion territory inside the 45.
I love what Troy's been bringing to the team the past few weeks, right? It's kind of seemed like he's got a newfound attitude. He's been running more physical, yeah. Taking the hits. Just laying it all on the line for his team.
Angry running. And a great play call there from Coach as well as he sent his other split back out on the right side and then just gave it to Troy to the left. And Adkins had plenty of room. Good downhill run. And now here's a pass out to the right. It's caught, and it's going to be a nice little gain.
Yeah, and that's freshman Logan Kohler finally getting his hands dirty for the first time. He's actually starting in for Isaiah Fenton today, who's going to be kind of used sparingly today.
Yeah, right. I think I mentioned Fenton in the starting lineup. Kohler is the man on the field. Second and three now after the gain of seven. And here is Reese. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Adkins, and this time he's wrapped up in the backfield for a loss of a couple.
Yeah, you don't hate the play call in there because if you can be two-dimensional on the offensive side of the ball rather than one-dimensional, you want to keep Clarion to kind of be bought in on your run, so you keep the single coverage that you have, the man coverage. If the run ain't going to work, then they get away from it. Clarion's going to go zone, and it's going to be a difficult night for Talon.
So even the loss there kind of works as a throwing him a bone a little bit, give him a little bait, see if you can't open something up downfield on the next one. And speaking of, here's Reese down, and it's caught. And that's Lactash, who's going to be, I believe, marked for a first down. Yeah, he is. The forward progress gets him out to the 33-yard line, and that'll move the chains.
Yeah, and that was cornerback Ashton Rex, the leading receiver for Central Clarion. He was all over Lucas, and that was a tough ball to bring in.
Yeah, yeah, it's a nice catch there for Lactash, and a big one as well as he gets out perfectly spotted for the first down. Split backs for Reese. Going to send a man in motion and hand it off to Thompson. Thompson goes right up the middle and actually off tackle to the right side, and he'll be bunched up right near the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, the struggle, one of the things the Owls have been struggling with this year is the inside run.
Mm-hmm.
Just seems like the pressure gets brought in from the defensive line, and it kind of creates a wall, and it leaves nowhere for a physical runner like Jordy. But still, I like that they're mixing up quite well in this drive.
So second and 10 now after the no gain. Reese drops back. He's got time. Over the top to Gleason, and he comes down with it somehow. At the 20-yard line for another first down. Gain of 14.
I have no idea how AJ does it with a cast. Hand
that
catch,
was silly.
While getting whacked.
I mean, he went up for that and caught it entirely with his hands. In traffic. So first and 10 now from the 20. The Owls knocking on the door here with 8:40 left in the first quarter. Reese with a man in motion now trips out to the right. And he drops back, looks to his left side. It's intercepted, and it's coming the other way. That's number 8 at the 50. He's got a blocker there and is pushed out of bounds inside the 40 of Owls territory.
Yeah, it was number 8, Tommy Smith. He just jumped the route on Laktash. Talon, you can see his head was 100% faced Lucas's direction, and the outside linebacker made a great play and jumped all over that.
Yeah, you're right. He kind of shared a little too much there with where we was looking. And that'll be coming back the other way, and the nice return as well. As, again, he had trips out to the right, threw it to the left side. So everyone coming back the other way was on the wrong side of the field. So first and 10 for Central Clarion at the 39. Here's the snap and the pass. It's Ferguson out to the left for a short gain for Ashton Rex.
Yes, and there's going to be a penalty here. It might be pass interference on the offense with the pick. I'm not quite sure because the flag came in from the back judge.
So they'll talk it over for now. And now they're calling in the other two refs as well. So if you are correct, and that ends up going against Central Clarion, that will negate their first play, which was just a short gain of about 2 yards.
Oh, they waved it off.
Wow.
Yeah, so when you see
one yard, a little less.
So if you see something like that, probably is a close call, and it probably was an offensive pass interference, or that's what the discussion was, because the one receiver was down blocking the cornerback way too far down the field before the receiver caught it.
So 2nd and 9 for Ferguson and Central Clarion. Ferguson out of the shotgun. It's going to drop back, and he's going to air it out to the right side. He's got Rex downfield. And Rex can't come up with it. He was in perfect position, but it was well guarded by the Owls.
Yeah, they may have gotten away a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not going to say nothing.
Starting lineups on the defensive side will be on the D-line, A.J. Gleason, Alex Gangloff, Luke Kerr, and Jacob Abers switch in and out, Joe Carey. Your linebackers are Lucas Laktash, Evan Whitmore, Carter Cawley, and Greg Tyler. Cornerback Matt Perry. Free safety Troy Atkins. Here's a run on 3rd and long. And it's going to be enough for a first down and a couple extra.
Yeah, and this is where Central Clarion's going to get dangerous and be difficult for the Owls, because not only can they pass, they can run the ball quite well too. So it's a good 50-50 mix with Central Clarion.
So that, I believe, was Kopnitsky, your guy there that you mentioned yep. pregame. Brings up a first down from the 25-yard line for Ferguson. 7:34 left in the first quarter. And now the field has just about all the way switched from where the Owls were during the interception. Here's another handoff. And it's well guarded. And stopped by A.J. Gleason in the backfield.
He flew out from the other side of the line of scrimmage to blow that hole up. He made a great read.
That was unbelievable. It didn't quite get to him in the backfield, but stopped it and made it a no gain. I mean, came out of nowhere, flying in. I mean, impressive that he was able to wrap him up, that he didn't just jump right by him.
And what's more impressive, he did it with one arm. He never wrapped up.
Yes, that's right. 2nd and 10 now. And, yeah, they do. They have Gleason back patrolling the backfield in the safety. And here's a completed pass inside the 20. Yeah, that looked like 28 to me. I don't know if that's what you had.
That's what I have, 28. It looks like Brady Quinn.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn?
Yeah.
Yeah, the actual Brady Quinn.
Yeah.
Miami?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. I was on Fox Sports, I believe.
Yep. Brother-in-law to our guy, A.J. Hawk.
No.
Here's a rollout from Ferguson, and he's going to chuck it into the end zone. It's incomplete and looked like maybe a wrong route run there for the wide receiver, and it's going to bring up a 4th down.
Yeah, it wasn't even – I mean, that, he just threw that ball. That was a badly thrown pass on the run. He's running away from his body and trying to throw. I mean, you're not Patrick Mahomes, so.
Well, I thought maybe his receiver that was streaking back towards the middle of the end zone was supposed to hook back out. So fourth down, fourth and three. And Ferguson got 6 seconds on the play clock, giving it a second look. And that play is whistled dead. Must have been some movement somewhere.
Somewhere the refs aren't happy.
And if it's a false start on clearing, I was just about to say, if that's on the Owls, it's a free first down inside the red zone. But it is indeed on Central Clarion, and that pushes them back to a fourth and eight.
Yeah, if you're the Owls defense right now and Central Clarion still elects to go for it, you got to have an eye on number 22. And you probably got to play a QB spy here with Jace Ferguson.
Yeah, I was going to say, you cover anybody too closely, and Ferguson might just run it himself. We'll see the look here. It looks to be trips to the left. And Ferguson lines up with his back on that side as well. He's going to drop back, looking, has lots of time, into the end zone with a man wide open, and it's caught by number 24, Dawson Smale.
Smale, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he had all the time in the world. That pocket was not collapsing. And by the time it did, Smale was able to break away free from the defender. And, yeah, he just dropped in there. Beautiful pass.
So I believe that was about a 24-yarder. 24-yard TD to Dawson Smale from Jace Ferguson. And here comes their PAT. Extra point. Put down, kick is up, and that splits the uprights as well. So that makes it 7-0. Central Clarion leads with just inside 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation is the friendly, fun place to enjoy made-to-order fresh homemade food. Tender Italian bread-made subs, plus specialty pizzas, wings, burgers, and lots of games for everyone to enjoy. It's also your one-stop fast beer shop, featuring a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beers, including Toji's daily buck of beer specials. Toji's Substation, for over 50 years, the friendly, fun place for the whole family. Open every day at 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field for another 6 minutes left in the first quarter here. The Owls trail after Central Clarion scores the first TD of the game. Jace Ferguson goes 24 yards to Dawson Smale.
Smale
for the TD. Point after was good, and it's 7-0 Central Clarion. Here's the kick, and the Owls will get their second possession of the game. The first one ended in an interception inside of the red zone. Here's the return, and it's again, didn't get quite as far, but some good, strong downhill running by Atkins to get to about the 32-yard line.
Yeah, slowly but surely, it looks like the at least the players are starting to figure out what they need to do, what it takes to win, how hard you have to go on every play. So, I mean, we're starting to see.
I think I saw a little hurdle there.
There was a little hurdle. There's a little AP hurdle in there. A little AP.
33-yard line, rather. And that brings up first and 10. Trips to the left. And Twins to the right. Empty backfield for Reese. He takes the snap, drops back. Looks both ways. Going to go to the right. And that's going to be sailing out of bounds. Looked like he was looking Gleason's way, maybe, and couldn't quite connect. Came up short.
Yeah, and you know, I haven't said this much this year, but that was really good pass protection by the offensive line.
Yeah, gave him some time there. Just didn't develop the way that he was hoping for. So A.J. Gleason goes from the left to right side in motion. So double Twins now for Reese. Takes the snap. And a little shovel pass to Atkins. And he's going to get bunched up in the backfield for a loss.
Yeah, Central Clarion was all over that.
We saw that shovel pass work here and there last week against Dubois. So far tonight, no luck. And it brings up a third and long.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Central Clarion team and you look at what the Owls have been doing offensively, you're going to kind of commit to.
Yeah.
I mean, it speaks for itself. If you're a defensive coordinator, it's just, can you stop it?
Our first quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes, looking at the third and long, is Rich Bartlett. Rich, if the Owls score in the first quarter, you win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, you win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Here's Reese dropping back. He's got Laktash. Laktash catches it, but he's not able to get out of the backfield, and that's going to bring up a fourth down after a loss of one. Two.
Yeah, I mean, you're starting to see the overwhelming Clarion defense.
Yeah.
You're starting to see it here pretty early. The first drive caught them off guard with how fast our offense can move. Now they're kind of buckling
down. Yeah, and a couple big plays there from Gleason and Laktash. And, yeah, so now Laktash will come out with the punt unit. Yeah, so Central Clarion very much taken over there. And what a boot by Laktash. Gets it to the 40, and he's wrapped up. Hit right as he caught the ball, but a flag comes out. And I don't think he got there early.
No, even if he gets there early, right? I don't know what the PIAA rules are, but he never declared for fair catch. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if he got touched before he got the ball, but I don't think he did. Oh, illegal block.
Yeah.
So it's against Central Clarion, and that was Carter Cawley with the nice stop there. A little shoestring tackle, but right, well-timed. I mean, right as it was caught.
Dang near perfect, some might say.
So Laktash with the boot gets it to the 40. Cawley with a nice tackle there, right at the 40, and then the penalty brings it to first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Here's Ferguson with a screen play to Rex. Rex has it. Stiff arm and dragged out of bounds as he approaches the 40-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to start trying to build that relationship up, and they're targeting seven, Isaiah. So, I mean, Isaiah last week, he was a dog out there at cornerback.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So he can get going.
I don't know if I'd pick on him too much today.
We'll see. Isaiah has a couple of picks on the year. He can get into it and get going when the juices start pumping. Also, a cold, kind of the first chilly night here from Parkway Field.
No fog.
Here's Ferguson, and off the hands, the sure hands of Ashton Rex for an incomplete pass. Brings up a third and three for Central Clarion.
Yeah, I mean, Troy was almost in perfect position to make a big interception.
Yeah, it would have been. I mean, he would have walked in to the end zone, basically. So a big third down here for Central Clarion, as we're only at 4 minutes and 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And this would give the Owls kind of the edge in field position. If they weren't able to convert, here's the snap. It's a handoff up the middle, and the Owls are there. And I think they stopped him short. So it'll bring up a fourth and one for Central Clarion.
Yeah, we're going to see probably Central Clarion may go for this little QB sneak.
1 yard. I don't see why they wouldn't just let Ferguson go forward. Yeah, and that's exactly what they do. Ferguson. That's going to be close. Yeah.
That is close.
That's going to depend on the spot and which side it's friendly for. It's marked as a first down, and it's literally right on the 40-yard line. I mean, the ball is halfway on the 40, and that's just enough to give him a first. So a nice drop for the Owls to force him into that situation and to come up with, 3 inches shy of a stop. But it does give a first and 10 to Ferguson. He drops back. He's looking, and now he's going to take off, roll out to the right. He's got to turn around, reverses, and airs it out to the sideline.
Yeah, I mean, smart QB play there out of the pocket, and instead of taking the sack, turned the body around, threw it out of bounds, but that was 58, Jake Abers. He came in like a missile and drove that running back almost into Jace Ferguson.
Yeah, almost had him there as Ferguson was looking for a deep shot. So a nice penetration by Abers. You never know if that ball's delivered. Could save a touchdown.
Could save a touchdown.
Second and 10, 3:23 left in the first quarter. Ferguson. And a handoff. And a nice hit by Laktash. Makes it a short gain.
Hey, that's why you wrestle right
there. Yeah.
Good balance. Way to come in. Not shy of laying the boom down. Knows where to go at after the legs to take a runner down.
Laktash brought him down hard. And with a lot of momentum. Might have to keep that one in mind, Cam.
I'll put it in the memory bank.
So that brings up a third and nine. And the Owls, I mean, making Central Clarion earn it here on this drive. Brought up a fourth down. Now another third and long. And he's bunched up here. Rex is downfield and somehow caught. A sliding, rolling, diving catch for a big gain inside the 30 in Bradford territory. I don't know how Ferguson got that pass off.
Let alone how he Rex came
delivered
from the
it
right,
where he did, yeah.
The right side of the field where the numbers are at, all the way over to the left hash mark.
With the ball already in the air.
Yeah, that's unreal. Unreal, but that's why you're leading the team in receptions.
I mean, just got to where he needed to get to, laid out for it, playing center field, you know. Got there for a first and 10 from the 27-yard line back in Owls territory. Central Clarion gets back to work. Ferguson will hand it off. This time a run off tackle to the left.
Ooh.
And hit big after a gain of about seven.
Knocked him right on his butt. A.J. Gleason laying the boom.
Yeah, Gleason with his second big hit of the game.
That's going to be my early nomination right there.
Talking, of course, about the collision of the game, sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. Trying to keep a few early tackles in mind as the boys are coming out with some heat in the first quarter. Second and four to go. And Ferguson takes the snap. It's another handoff. And this time to the right side. And it looks like it's going to be good for another first down.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I'm early on impressed by is the Owls defense because – like I said, for all the talk that we had about Central Clarion's offense, I mean, they're, like you said earlier in this drive, they're making them earn every
yard.
Making
them work it, yeah. Certainly, yeah. Brought up a fourth down, a couple third and longs, a couple no gainers. Ferguson now gets back into the shotgun. And here's another handoff to the left side. A little bit of room there as he gets through the hole. And he's going to dial it up for about 9 yards on that one and bring up a second and short.
Yeah, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to hunker down as a defense and probably you're going to have to play double contain, which is bringing in probably the cornerbacks to watch because right now their run's working for them.
And I believe that was Braylon Beckwith listed as their fullback, sophomore, 5'9", 170. Certainly built like a fullback.
Yeah.
Second and one here inside the 10. And there's Beckwith again. All right, up the middle. And he dives forward and is stopped just shy of the goal line.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Owls, you have to get lined up right now because they've shown that they can get into that QB sneak formation pretty quick.
Yeah. And
that's going to be it.
Yeah, 5 seconds left in the first quarter. So they'll be stopped with a first and goal from the one. With Central Clarion switching field positions going into the second. It's 7-0. Central Clarion leads. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
WESB Sports.
Back now for the second quarter of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Central Clarion knocking on the door here again as the Wildcats are 1 yard away with a first and goal, switching sides of the field here. And the Owls, you know, they say what you will about that first drive ends in an interception, second drive a punt. But the defense is really gave up touchdown and trying to hold off another currently, but they are working it right now. Right up the middle here on first and goal, and somehow a second effort as it looked like the play was over, but stayed up, pushed forward, and got the touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, the ball did come loose, and it came out.
What it was?
Yeah, but the second you break the plane, it's a touchdown, and the ball was pretty well secured by the time it got smacked out.
So that was Beckwith again?
A.J. Gleason.
Gleason, yeah. So Gleason knocked the ball loose. Did Beckwith get it back?
Yeah.
So there's a one-yard TD for Beckwith. Extra point is up. There's some pressure there, but it's good, and it's a 14-0 Clarion lead with just 7 seconds off the clock here in the second quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, you receive nationally recognized, innovative, and personalized care in Bradford, Pennsylvania, without the hassle of driving to a major city. Experience for yourself the convenience of office visits, diagnostic ultrasounds, and procedures in the comfort of our state-of-the-art facility, all under one roof. For over 16 years, Dr. Tejera has specialized in the treatment of complex artery and vein disease. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, patients know they aren't just a number in a computer. They're names and faces of real people we work together with to achieve a better quality of life. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Central Clarion just kicking off after their one-yard touchdown run. Here's the return by Adkins, and it's just shy of the 30-yard line. Not quite as much room to run there on that return as the first two, but nice job getting forward and getting across to about the 28.
Yeah, I'm looking on this drive, Jimmy. I'm looking to see they have to get Talon involved in the open field somehow, whether it's a halfback wheel route or you sneak him out in a run, shovel pass, something that you can get him.
Atkins?
Field. Yeah,
Atkins go?
Yep.
So Reese has Atkins to his left working out of the shotgun and double twins lined up at the 28. And here's the snap. He's looking towards Atkins, and it's a little high and goes off Atkins' fingertips, falls incomplete.
Yeah, it seems Talon is being a little rushed, but honestly, the pocket's
been... He's got some time, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the pocket's holding up. And honestly, I can say from the last few games, the pocket's holding up better than it has against Eldrick, Cowdersport, Dubois.
Yeah.
Early on, at least. I mean, I can't speak for the third and fourth, but, I mean, it's looking strong right now.
So Reese now with the empty backfield, trips to the right. Will take the snap on second and 10. Drops back, looks, and he's got Atkins to the right side for a short gain. And looks like it'll go about 4 yards.
Yeah, what we saw... Central Clarion's defense is they only brought three guys that time, and they had eight in coverage. So, I mean, it's going to be hard for a sophomore quarterback to dissect that, but it's definitely zone, and it's going to be soft spot.
Reese now with trips to the left. Atkins back. He sends Atkins in motion. And a little bubble screen to Laktash. It's dropped and incomplete on third down, so that'll bring up a fourth and sixth.
Yeah, not much going on. I mean, when you're throwing against seven or eight guys in coverage, that's going to be tough, especially when you try to do a screen. I don't know, but I mean, there's not much as a quarterback, if you're a primarily pass-heavy team, there's not much you're going to do in a situation like that.
Yeah, I got to find the spots there, whether that be in the flat or, you know, send Gleason across the middle of the field. Here's Laktash with the punt. It sails across the 50 and bounces, takes a friendly Clarion bounce. And will be fielded by the Owls near the 48-yard line in their own territory.
And that was actually a smart move by Jordy Thompson.
Yeah, because saved that a couple
ball,
yards.
Yeah, because that ball was coming back the Owls' way.
So right near midfield, they might have been a little friendly with that. But no problem on our end. First and 10 for the Wildcats.
Roadhouse.
11 minutes to go. Wow, only 1 minute off the second quarter here. We've already got a Central Clarion TD and a Bradford punt. Here's a handoff. And he is off and running and across the 45, making moves and staying on his feet somehow, and approaches the 40 is Ashton Rex.
A little shifty guy, huh?
Yeah, a couple of jump cuts and jukes. A little shake and bake.
Shake and bake, Ricky Bobby. First you got to shake it, and then you got to bake it.
From now on, it's Magic Man and El Diablo. Second and one for Ferguson. Out of the shotgun. Looks to his right side. Airs one out. And Fitton can't get there. It's caught, and it's a touchdown. Wow.
Jinx, first of all. Second of all.
So a 40-yard bomb from Ferguson. Who caught that?
Couldn't even tell you. I didn't even think he was in bounds when.
I did not see that coming. What'd you say, Mark? Oh, it was Rex. Yeah.
Looked like a T-Rex out there.
Ferguson, no, his arms were much longer than that.
That's right. T-Rex have short arms.
That's correct. 40-yard TD from Ferguson to Rex. And the rich get richer there. Rex just adds on to the numbers.
Yep.
And that is extra point is up and good. 21-0 Central Clarion leads with 10 minutes and 13 seconds yet to go in the first half. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. 21-0 Central Clarion leads the Owls. Our second quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is Rick Hours. Welcome to the game, Rick. Here's Laktash on the return. Approaches the 25 and is bunched up just before he gets there.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Owls here, you got to kind of be a dog and you got to pee on the fire a little bit. You got to pee on the fire a little bit if you're a dog. You got to end the bleeding, and you got to come out on offense. You got to get the ball moving now. I mean, you're 21-0, 10 minutes to go in the second. It's time to go.
So if I – just to reiterate.
Yep. Call the dogs.
Your advice is if you're a dog, pee on the fire.
Yes.
I like it. Here's double twins for Reese and Atkins in the backfield. Takes the snap. He's got to roll out under some pressure there. And he tries to deliver it to Fitton. I believe it's caught for a short gain.
Where did Isaiah Fitton come from?
He was hanging out down there by the sideline. I think he saw Reese was in trouble, and he hung close.
It was a sneaky snack.
And it ends up with a little yard and a half or so. Brings up a second and long. Now trips out to the left side. And Fitton is the lone man to the right. Reese takes the snap, drops back, another bubble screen, and caught immediately, or tackled immediately, rather. Nothing doing there.
No, the football IQ on this Clarion defense is through the roof because the second they see talent.
They just made the adjustment.
Yeah, I mean, it's unreal.
Yeah, they got driven back. The Owls drove downfield in that first possession. They made the adjustments, and it's been not a lot since. So third and about 8.5 for Reese. Trips to the right, and here's Reese looking to the left side. looking for Laktash. Laktash catches it, and it's going to be just shy of the first and bring up a fourth and one.
I'm watching Talon right now. He's not fully off the field yet, which tells me the Owls are going to go for it. Which
I
don't advocate this early into the game, let alone the second quarter. But 21-0, you got to probably start doing things you're uncomfortable with.
Yeah. Well, you got to think about what the what's the other side here. If we punt it away and they score, and it's 28-0 with, you know, 6 minutes to go in the second, then this game is near over. So they're going to go for it. And, yeah, it's Laktash blown up in the backfield for a huge loss. And that's going to put Central Clarion with a first and 10 near the 20.
I mean, they perfectly timed the blitz there. They tried to do an end around with the receiver, and they were all over it.
Just driven back. Laktash in the backfield. So they're nice enough to give him forward progress at the 26.
Charity workers, some of these referees are.
First and 10 for Ferguson. 8.5 minutes to go. Again, a 21-0 lead. And the Owls with their work cut out for them here. Ferguson hands it off. Off to the left side. Good blocking by the Wildcats and a move back inside. Ooh. A hurdle inside the 10. And he'll be bunched up and dragged down inside the 10-yard line. What a run by that young man. That was your guy, Kopnitsky.
Yeah, is this a sports center? Because that was a top 10 play. Oh, my God. He did the in-between tackles. He had three guys around him. He said, nah, not today, pal.
First of all, I mean, credit to everyone else on the play. That was some really nice blocking up front, and then the wide receivers on their assignments pitched in perfectly.
They had a breakfast buffet out there. You had a pancake. There was a little sausage up there. Yeah.
Some hot sauce.
A little bit of shaken bacon.
Ferguson has Kopnitsky in the backfield, and he's going to hand it to him again.
Ooh.
Smacked near the 2-yard line.
A.J. Gleason again.
Yeah, it is.
You know who he reminds me of, Jimmy?
Somebody that hits a lot hard.
Barack Lesnar.
I thought for some reason you were going with a football player.
No, not this time. But Brock Lesnar did play football, though. He played for the Minnesota Vikings.
I thought you were going with like an Urlacher or something crazy, you know?
A Dick Butkus.
Dick Butkus is a good count.
Yep.
First and second and goal, rather, from the two. Ferguson with another handoff to Kopnitsky, and he just leans forward and powers his way into the end zone for a 2-yard TD. So this one getting out of hand quick.
Not much you can do there. 21 unanswered points in the second quarter so far. Well, 28 total, but 21.
21 in the second. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they scored
right at the beginning.
On the first play of the second quarter.
Yep. Sparing no time because they know time's the enemy.
And here's the extra point. And boy, that one was close too, as Fitton gets a hand up and makes it interesting. But it ultimately goes through, and it's 28-0. Central Clarion leads with 7:31 left in the first half. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back for Bradford Owls football. Again, 7:31 left in the first half, and it's a 28-0 Central Clarion lead. And the Owls found themselves in a deep hole here early.
Well, it's either sink or swim at this point, Jimmy.
Here is Adkins on the return. Inside the 10, a big kick by the Wildcats. Gets across the 20 and the 25. Still standing after some nice blocking and gets bunched up as he approaches the 30, and looks like he got just about to it. And that's where Reese and the Owls will take over.
Hey, Troy's still bringing it, though.
Yeah.
He's not hanging his head. He's still coming out. Swinging while falling down. I love it.
Again, Rick Owers is our second quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. So if the Owls score here in the second quarter, still plenty of time, they'll receive a free lunch special from Toji's, or a free dinner, pardon me, off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls don't score, they'll receive a free lunch special from Toji's substation. Toji's touchdown sweepstakes, by the way, sign up for totally free at any point during the Owls football season. And a little personnel change here as a new lineman comes in for the Owls. First and 10 from the 30. Reese out of the shotgun. Looks to his right and tried to target Gleason. And don't know if that came out low. Gleason didn't see where it came out or what it was, but it floated by him. And luckily, kind of off the arm of the defender. It looked like the timing was off or...
Yeah, this wasn't there. I mean, again, it looks like, I mean, that's, and talent again, sophomore quarterback. But he is being rushed.
Feels rushed.
And there's not any, really, any true pressure threat.
Yeah, he feels rushed, but he has a little bit more time than he think he does. So, split backs for Reese now. Going to send one of them in motion. And hand it off to Thompson. Thompson to the left side. Has some room. And gets out of bounds. Shy of the first, but let's see. Going to bring up, I think, a third and...
Oh, no,
that's a first.
Hey!
Would
you just look at it?
Maybe I should do that more often. I should assume things more often.
You should.
Turns out, I'm wrong. I didn't think he got anywhere near that 40.
Oh, you say that again?
Turns out I'm wrong.
Love it. Flip that.
First and 10. Delete that, Nick. Use take two. First and 10 for the Owls from the 40. Reese, double twins. Sending some motion signals and takes the snap. Hands off to Thompson. Thompson, no, Girdlestone.
Yeah.
Girdlestone with a short gain. Has not a lot of room there up the middle.
Need I not remind you that Jordan Thompson, former state champion wrestling, good physical kid. He's used to physicality.
You did need to remind me, actually. I totally forgot that. Good call.
Thank you. That's what I come here for. Useless knowledge.
Girdlestone leaves the backfield. So trips to the right and twins to the left. Reese on second. And a short 10. Fires across and it's bobbled and caught. Oh, dropped.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and
they changed their mind there?
I'm going to sit here up in this booth in Bradford, Pennsylvania, and disagree with the referees on that. He caught that. That ball never even came close to hitting the ground.
First of all, how dare you?
I'll do it. I'll risk it.
I think that was Eric Himes.
He caught that.
Brings up a third and long for Reese. Again, at the 30. Drops back. Looking, scrambling, rolling out, and he's got Girdlestone, but it sails just out of bounds. Nice job by Girdlestone kind of getting to a spot there as Reese was in some trouble, and Girdlestone found a little bit of a soft spot in the gap, but it was a little too late, and Reese had to float that one out of bounds, and it brings up a fourth and 9.
Hey, you may need I mean, he was close. I mean, the adjustment, you got to turn left instead of right. If he turns left, he probably catches it. But still, I mean, it's only like a 3-yard gain if he catches that. And they had two guys around him.
So here is a high snap to Laktash. And the punt takes a very friendly Owls bounce. And will roll to the 25-yard line, where Central Clarion will take over with 6 minutes and 11 seconds left in the first half. That clock ain't quite moving fast enough for the Owls right now, as seems like their offensive drives haven't taken much off, and you know, incomplete passes will do that to you.
Yeah, I mean, well, I want to go back to that snap. That snap had a little bit of attitude on it, did it not?
A little bit.
That came in saucy.
Yeah, a little high, very quickly. Somehow Laktash was able to haul it in and get the punt off. And it still gets to the 25. So all in all, Nice job there by Laktash and the punt unit. And that looks like it'll be a timeout. Missed the side, but we'll take a timeout right along with them. A tax-in timeout at that, brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersections of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run, with the best handmade pierogies around. A tax-in timeout, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. And In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. 6 minutes and 11 seconds left in the first half. 28-0, the Wildcats lead over the Owls. Central Clarion really putting it to Bradford right here, as we've got Ferguson with two touchdown passes already, one to Dawson Smale, one to Ashton Rex, and a couple of runs, one from Beckwith and one from Kapnitsky. Here's a false start on Central Clarion in the meantime. That'll push him back 5 yards for a first and 15 from the 20.
Yeah, and do you know who called that timeout? Was it Bradford?
I missed it.
If it was Bradford, I mean, it's probably a good timeout to get the crew kind of back in the right mindset.
Yeah, I agree. Almost like a basketball timeout. The other team goes on a run.
Yeah.
Hey, let's put a pause on this one here.
Whoa, slow down, Nelly.
First and 15 for Central Clarion. Ferguson sends a man in motion, and that'll be a handoff. Sweeped out to the right side. A lot of room. Some nice blocking. And it's going to be a gain of about 10 for Connor Kapnitsky. 15, or 15. Yeah. I forgot about the penalty. Yeah, a gain of 15 for Kapnitsky.
Yeah, Central Clarion did a no-no before that, something they're not allowed to do. And then came out and ran the same play again. I mean, from the looks of it.
Their blocking is really good. That's why they're able to run these sweeps. The wide receiver blocking is
unreal.
Yeah.
And it's unreal. And they have the size advantage tonight.
First and 10 from the 35 now. Ferguson back to Kapnitsky. This time off tackle to the left. Little hurdle and across the 40. Still on his feet and approaching the 45, but comes up shy of it. Something went flying there. Don't know if it was a mouth guard or what. But it's going to bring up a second and 2, I believe, from the 43.
It was definitely a mouth guard thrown by Bradford Owl, which would have been good for the biggest gain of the day so far.
It was a nice toss.
It was a good toss.
So Kapnitsky there with another 8-yard pickup, and he is just running away against this Owls defense. Sends Kapnitsky in motion. This time, play action. Ferguson going to go deep. He's got Smith downfield, and it is incomplete.
Plus a
bit of a duck. Yeah, and a penalty on the Owls. So Ferguson actually threw a bit of a duck there into triple coverage. And not only did he get away with one when it falls incomplete, but roughing the passer.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Owls here, you gotta.
Whoa. So roughing the passer and then an additional personal foul, yeah.
Unsportsmanlike.
Unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta keep your cool. I mean, I get you're a teenager, you're in high school, game's out of hand pretty early, but you gotta keep your composure here. No unnecessary injuries.
Straight up not having a good time, bro.
No, dude.
First and 10 from the 42, back in Bradford territory after the two big penalties. Here is Ferguson across the middle, and he's got Kapnitsky there wide open, and there's Gleason with another pop. Take your pick. Which one do you want as the collision of the game? He's got three candidates already.
I mean, he's got to be getting one of them, right? It's going to be AJ Gleason.
You would go ahead and assume so, yeah. That is good for a first down, though, for Kupnitsky. And brings up a first and 10 at the 25, 24 in Owls territory. Good news is it's been about 3 minutes since Central Clarion first touched the ball on this drive, which these Central Clarion drives had been a lot shorter until this one. So we're approaching 4 minutes left in the half. Here's the handoff. Kupnitsky again to the left side this time. And it's another nice gain. I mean, he must be averaging close to 10 yards a carry. One goes for 8.
And that was a big Jesse Taylor. I wish they would use him more. Every time he's in, he's making plays.
Ooh, but we do have someone down.
Ooh, good eye. Yeah, it does look like a Central Clarion.
Yeah, player. It is. One of the Wildcats down near the 23-yard line. And looks like this one might be a moment. Doesn't look like he's going to pop right back up from this one. So we'll come back with a second and 3 with 3:48 left in the first half. Central Clarion with a 28-0 lead. There he goes. Walking off by himself there, unassisted. So that's good to see.
Well, on a plus note, they're limiting Central Clarion. They're not scoring off the first to second play of this drive, so.
Correct. Yeah, this drive is well past its first or second play. Good call.
Thank you. I've been observing.
So second and 3 here for Ferguson. And first time we've seen this formation, I formation, handoff. And boy, that power I kind of pays off as he follows the lead block, breaks a couple tackles, and gets inside the 5-yard line.
The beautiful thing about the power I is that it doesn't look like there's running room, but because you have the 3 lead blockers there, there's plenty of room to run.
Kupnitsky again in the backfield. They'll give it to him again. This time he's bunched up and brought down for no gain. Nice job there by the Owls to finally kind of respond and make the adjustment.
No, and I'm actually a little bit pumped up about it because it's not, I mean, with how close Central Clarion is on it, you think that they just kind of one of those.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Might as well go in. Now they're fighting on. They don't want Central Clarion to score right here.
Second and goal now from about the 1, maybe a long 1 from where we're looking. And rolling out to the left. Ferguson has a man in the back of the end zone, and it's caught. Tommy Smith.
Sounds like a good Midwestern name, doesn't it? Looks like he plays
Tommy Smith. I thought it was like a boxer name, you know?
Oh, that kind of, yeah. From out of Jersey.
So a 1-yard, interesting play call there on second and 1. They roll out play action to the left, but they come up with a 1-yard touchdown pass from Ferguson to Tommy Smith. Here's your extra point, up and good, and it is 35-0. Central Clarion leads with just under 3 minutes to go in the first half. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Following another Central Clarion touchdown, their 5th of the first half, and it's 35-0 after the 1-yard toss from Jace Ferguson to Tommy Smith. Owls will return here, and that clock starts with the mercy rule with a 35-point lead. 2:45 left in the first half, and the return gets to about the 24-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when you come out on this drive, you have to fight for something, whether it's little. I mean, you just got to get something going. I believe Talon is 12 for 19 for 30 yards, which, I mean, with the one interception, which speaks
yes.
homage to how good the Central Clarion defense is.
Yeah, tough night all around so far. And like you said, yeah, at this point, it's just as much of like a mental block. You got to get the wheels turning somehow. They're seized up at the moment. Here's a handoff to Adkins. And that one doesn't get too far. No gain on the play.
Yeah, not much going on there. Yeah, I mean, they're getting pressure with three or four guys, and they're dropping 7-8 in the coverage. So,
yeah.
I mean, take your pick what you're going to do in offense at this point.
The pocket's been holding up, but there's just nothing there for the run.
Nothing,
so actually,
Not even a nugget. And yeah, Talon's got four passes for negative yards so far tonight, too.
Here is Reese, and he's got Laktash for just shy of the first down. That was a nice pass.
Yeah, that might have been our longest pass of the night so far.
I think we had one long one on that first drive. Either to Laktash or Gleason. I'm not sure which one.
Oh, Gleason over across the middle. He had like a 20-yard catch.
Yeah. So that'll bring up a 3rd and 1. Just shy of that first down marker was Laktash after a nice throw from Reese. And we'll see what the play call is here. 3rd and short and kind of a, hey, need one here situation.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to take a shot.
And there's a flag. Was not delay a game as they still had 3 seconds yet. It's an illegal sub. Illegal substitution against the
Owls. Bummer.
That'll be a 5-yard penalty. Indeed. Yeah, bummer indeed. As it's Eric Himes is the one that comes back out to the sideline after the penalty. So that backs him up from a 3rd and 1 to a 3rd and 6. And it's going to get us real close to the end of the first half. They'll have enough time for another play. Reese with split backs out of the shotgun. Takes the snap, and he's going to toss it to the left,
fumble.
And it's fumbled, but I think he jumped on top of it, though Central Clarion is signaling that they have it.
They're saying incomplete pass. Oh, shovel okay. pass, forward shovel pass.
It was it did look like it very well could have been forward, yeah. So that brings up a 4th down, and the Owls really don't even need to do anything here in the running clock.
Hey, in other news, ACC is having preliminary discussions with the Pac-12 and Big 12 about a complete merger.
Really?
Yeah, just got a notification about it.
No kidding. So the clock was stopped there at 23 seconds, so a shallow
that got
punt.
Tipped.
And stops near the 46, 47-yard line. Still in Bradford territory. Yeah, that one must have had a hand on it.
Yeah, I don't think Central Clarion's going to be those guys right here. I think they might just need it going to the locker room.
I don't know if they need to. I think we would still be in the mercy, I think. Let's see if either way, yeah, I think you're probably right.
I don't know, it looks like they're gonna
they are lined up for something, but I guess I'm unclear on that one there. It's Kupnitsky out to the right side, and he's brought down after a gain of about 2, and that should take us to the half.
For sure.
Yeah. And there it is. So we end the first half of play. Central Clarion up 35-0 over the Owls. I do believe there is an extended halftime here tonight, a 20-minute halftime plus your 3-minute warm-up period, and during which we'll hear from Mike Erickson, Bradford Athletic Director, during halftime with the AD, presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford. And we'll also go over our scoring recap, which isn't going to be a whole lot of fun,
no,
and our first half stats. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big-screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top-quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WQ98CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome to Parkway Field for the Bradford Owls Halftime Show on WESB Sports. The Owls are down 35-0 against the Central Clarion Wildcats. Again, Central Clarion, a co-op from three schools. Their team has put together well, and it's shown here on the stat sheet, on the field, on the scoreboard, kind of everywhere. So it starts off, the Owls actually did fairly well, especially early in the first quarter. Now, they started with the first possession. They marched downfield. They got near the red zone, and then an interception came back and allowed Central Clarion to start with the first touchdown of the game. Jace Ferguson connects with Dawson Smale for a 24-yard TD. Smale.
That's right.
The point after try is good, and it's 7-0. But they were, again, they were kind of making Central Clarion earn all those yardage that they were getting. They were bringing up third downs and third and longs and a couple of fourth downs here and there and some no gains. So that's actually where they end the first quarter, which makes the score at halftime even more remarkable, because come the fourth, they put up four more TDs, the first of which was Beckwith with a one-yard run. Point after was good. What was that? Braylon Beckwith, and it's 14-0 there. Then they score again. This time, Jace Ferguson with a 40-yard TD to Ashton Rex to make it 21-0. Then Kubnitsky gets involved for the first time. It's a 2-yard run from him. Point after was good, 28-0. And finally, just before the half, Jace Ferguson with a 1-yard pass to Tommy Smith. And the point after there was good, 35-0. We've entered the mercy rule with about 2 minutes left in the half. And that's where we ended up. We'll also recover some of your first half stats. But before we do, let's hear from Bradford Athletic Director Mike Erickson. Was able to sit down with him earlier today and cover the other sports, fall athletics in the Bradford School District. Here's Halftime with the AD, presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford.
Time for Halftime with the AD, presented by C.J. Wallace Engineering in Bradford. I am joined again by Bradford Athletic Director Mike Erickson. Thanks for sitting down with me today, Mike.
Sure. Thanks for having me in again, Jimmy. Appreciate it, as always. And as always, thanks to Kurt Wallace of CJ Wallace Engineering for sponsoring this halftime show.
Absolutely. Last time we spoke was for the Owls Week 4, where they hosted Dubois, which, by the way, some of those kids are giants. We walked onto the field and I saw number 22 looking like 6'8 something.
Yep.
He turned out to be a freshman.
There was a junior lineman there, number 72.
Yep.
I walked past as they were coming out of the locker room, and I know the coaches down there real well too. And I said, "Boy, that kid's big." And he says, "Yeah, 6'6", 320, something like that." And, but we did all right though. And actually, I think overall our boys were able to hold their own in a close game at halftime. Kind of got away from us in the second half a little bit, but kids showed some grit and determination, and all in all, not a bad game.
Not bad.
I think it was a closer game than what the score would indicate.
Absolutely. And I think I said during the broadcast, if they were playing it, if they were playing this game against a team that was closer to them physically in size, then the score might look a lot different as well. So,
well, and realistically, if they would have played as well as they did last week,
right?
The previous week 2 weeks, we'd be 2-2.
Yep,
you know, I think so, without a doubt. So we're making strides, making headway here. Just need to kind of get over that hump, and say that week in and week out, but just got to get over that hump and pick up a win, and I think things will start turning around for us.
Yeah, you can see the improvements. Last Friday at Parkway Field wasn't the only highlights that we got. There was a big golf invitational on Friday.
Yeah, Kane Invitational, kind of the precursor to the Boys District event. Boys Districts will be held later on next week. And every year there's an invitational at the district host golf course.
Okay.
Jake Frantz, our sophomore, you know, he did a great job over there. He won with a 76. So, you know, not every school was represented there in District 9, but quite a few of them. So Jake's you know, set up nicely to go into districts here next week.
Congratulations to him.
Yes. Then Saturday, big cross country day for us. We hosted the annual Bradford Invitational over at GGB Elementary School. You know, I guess the biggest highlight of the day and maybe even the week, Manny Diaz. Manny, you know, as a senior for us, he just shattered the course record over there. It had been, I think 2009 was when the record was set. So we're looking at 13 years, maybe
something like that.
He broke the course record by 30 seconds. Just, wow. Just shattered the course record.
Goodness.
Yeah, it was a great race, you know, pretty much the whole way through. Kevin Cherry, who's also a senior runner over at Cowdersport, you know, he and Manny have been neck and neck all along their high school career here. And it was tight the whole way. Yeah. About the last half mile, Manny just opened up and ended up beating Kevin by, I think it was 28 or 29 seconds there. So Kevin probably would have even broke the course record over there.
Congrats to Manny as well. And then for him to have a guy like Kevin to kind of push him every year for his entire career is important too. So
absolutely. So it, you know, the girls team was there also. They won the invitational as well. Nice. Kind of you know, group effort there. So they did a nice job.
Excellent.
On Saturday as well. Moving on to Monday, our girls soccer was down at Oil City, picked up a big win down there. You know, we were, you know, just the better team all mm-hmm. around down there, and you know, score kind of got away, you know, there early, but had you know, quite a few girls have the opportunity to pitch in on the score sheet, whether it be with an assist or you know, scoring goals. So
nice.
Got everybody a lot of action there on Monday. Moving on to Tuesday. Tuesday was an extremely busy day. Girls tennis was hosting Elk County. Actually had two matches with Elk County. It was we resumed one that was rained out earlier the year at Elk County. Made the rest of that up on Tuesday and then had another full match after that. Unfortunately, we didn't win either one of them, but we did compete very well there. Girls golf was in action on Tuesday as well. They were at Smethport, and it was their first and only loss of the season. So, you know, I guess they all had a bad day, and you know, things just didn't go in for them. So, and that happens from time to time. But the girls did finish up their regular season actually yesterday, Thursday. But you know, Tuesday was their only loss of the year.
I mean, get through the regular season with one loss is still pretty remarkable.
They did very well. Also, Tuesday, cross country back in action. They were at Ridgeway, which is an important race for us. It was a tri meet with Elk County Catholic and Ridgeway, but Ridgeway is where the district race is going to be held. So mm-hmm. it's nice to get down there a couple times a year and run on the actual district course. Again, Manny Diaz won down there, and really both boys and girls won. The girls didn't have a whole lot of competition. Neither Elk County or Ridgeway was able to field a team, so they obviously won both of those. Mm-hmm. And they had a couple individual runners, but you know, as a team, both boys and girls won handedly there.
Nice.
Boys soccer was at Cathedral Prep. You know, did not have a very successful night up there, but Cathedral Prep year in and year out is, you know, top, you know, at least of the western part of the state there. What we like to see is the kids going out and competing anyway mm-hmm. and holding their own against the bigger, stronger programs. Girls volleyball also in action Tuesday night. 3-1 loss for them. They won the first set, very close, close set there. Second set was just as close. They lost that one. The third set, I think, was, you know, 25-23, and then the fourth and final set went actually into overtime. So they were right there in it the entire time. Just couldn't put it away.
Oh wow!
Lost 3-1 to St. Mary's. Wednesday, the boys golf team was at Ridgeway. Came back with the defeat there. I do believe Jake was the medalist there again. Jake mm-hmm. France did win the match that day, but as a team, the boys did lose. Girls soccer was hosting Meadville. Again, picked up a pretty big win on Wednesday also. And again, a lot of different names in the score column there for us.
Yeah, having a really good season, the girls are.
Yeah, they are. They are. But both the boys and girls soccer teams, I mean, we've got good teams. Looking at yesterday, Thursday's girls tennis traveled to Dubois, lost down there. A couple of good matches, though. Girls golf was hosting Cameron County, picked up the win yesterday against Cameron County. Cadence Styles, again, name we mm-hmm. talk about every week, Cadence was the individual medalist yesterday. Shot 46, either 46 or 47. So good job to Cadence. Congratulations there. And like I mentioned earlier, that wraps up their
regular season.
Yeah. Thank you. Wraps up their regular season. Now they move on to the North Penswood Golf League Championship. So the league championship is coming up next week. Then the following week is their districts. Also yesterday, boys soccer headed to Corey, beat Corey, you know, very very handedly as well. And then girls volleyball played last night, lost 3-0, obviously in three sets to Kane. Mm-hmm. But again, they were right there in each set, and you know, could have gone either way, pretty much each set there. So overall, good week for all of our fall athletes. You know, wrapping up some of the, you know, the golf and the cross country has come into an end here soon. Districts is right around the corner. So prepping for postseason play there. The soccer and the volleyball and football kind of, you know, getting into full swing now.
Right.
If we wanted to look at what's coming up actually today, you know, I guess by the time this airs, it will be over, but the girls tennis team was hosting St. Mary's today. Tomorrow, a couple big things going on. Both of our cross country teams are out of town. The boys are running at the PIAA Foundation race, which is in Hershey. It's actually run on the state course, kind of a warm up to the state meet. So it's going to be nice to see how, you know, the names we keep mentioning, Manny specifically, how he's going to match up with the rest of the kids who are down there. And, you know, pretty much a race from schools from all over the state will be attending that. So it should be really good competition down there for him. Girls are at the Carlisle Invitational, and, you know, pretty much anybody that's not at the PIAA race is going to be at the Carlisle race. Right. So, you know, that's another, you know, kind of a marquee type event. So, you know, both the boys and the girls have some big races this weekend.
Nice.
Also need to make a shout out to the Bradford Owls band. Tomorrow evening is going to be the 42nd annual Autumn Classic. There's going to be 7 bands performing in addition to the Bradford band. It's going to kick off tomorrow night right around 5. I think just after 5 is the opening ceremonies with the first bands going on after that. So, you know, 42 years they've been doing this. So it's a nice event, and they do a great job.
And
it's nice
for all the bands to get some coverage as well. And if you're going to it, I think it's eight bucks at the gate on the day of. And if you're not going to it, we'll be broadcasting it live tomorrow starting at 5:25.
There you go. That'll be nice to listen into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, moving on to Monday, September 26th. Boys varsity soccer is hosting Meadville. That's always a really good match. If you get a chance to come out and look at that, it's always a close game, you know, kind of a hard fought physical battle usually. Girls volleyball hosting Otto Eldred on Monday, 6 o'clock start in the Bradford High School gym. And as I mentioned earlier, moving on to Tuesday, the girls varsity golf will be at the North Penns Woods League Championship. And that's going to be at the Kane Golf Course. It's a 9 o'clock start. You know, so it's a 9-hole tournament for the girls league championship. And then Tuesday afternoon, we are hosting Kane and Punxsutawney in the boys and girls junior high and varsity cross country. So, Punxsutawney's always got a nice squad on the boys and girls side. So I think there'd be a couple good races right there. Kane always has a decent squad also. Girls soccer is going to be at McDowell on Tuesday. It's a 6 o'clock start. That is a time change from 5:30 to 6. So new time on that. And also girls volleyball on Tuesday is at Oswego Valley, 6 o'clock start. Wednesday, we got boys soccer heading to Erie High School, 5 o'clock start. Thursday, the girls tennis team is at Brockway, The girls' soccer team is at Erie, and the girls' volleyball team is home against Brookville. Moving on to Friday, we make the big trek down to Manitow.
Manitow.
Yeah. Kind of wraps up that week. Hey, and I do want to mention one other thing. You and I were talking a little bit off air about it. Coming up tomorrow at the Pitt game down in Pittsburgh, former Bradford Athletic Director Tim Walter is going to be inducted into the Pennsylvania State Athletic Directors Association Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Going to be a pregame, you know, ceremony for him and two other, you know, state athletic directors. But just good kudos and appreciation to Tim for all the hard work he had here in Bradford and the work that he did throughout the state. Tim was a former president of the State Athletic Directors Association, and just well deserving honor for him tomorrow. So congratulations to Tim.
Yeah, that's really cool. Anytime you know one of your own gets a nice accomplishment like that. Congratulations to him for sure. Little pregame ceremony right at Acrisure Stadium before the Pitt game is a really nice way to do that. Congratulations again to Manny Diaz, to Jake Franz, to Caden Stiles, to all the kids, the student athletes. Good week there for a lot of Owls teams. So appreciate that. And obviously we'll be back next week, halftime at Manitow, a little bit of a road trip.
Can't wait.
Yes, sir. So that's Halftime with the AD, presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. Thanks again, Mike.
Thank you, Jimmy, and thanks to Kurt.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 125. Open every day, even holidays. For delivery, call 36-TOJI'S.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Living on a fixed income can be stressful. Luckily, the folks at Devon Clough State Farm are here to help you save on your insurance. Whether it's car, life, home, and anything in between, Devon Clough and her team are here to straighten out your insurance needs. They are local agents who care about you and our community. So visit the squad today at the old post office in Bradford and see how Devon and her team can save you money even with bundling. Call Devon for your free quote, 814-817-2086.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field for the end of the halftime show, Bradford Owls football. Just heard from Mike Erickson there during the Halftime with the AD show, presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. And all that's left to do before we can get back to the third quarter is go over what we have for the first half stats. Cam, I know this might be a short segment. Why don't you go ahead and read it off for us?
Well, I'll drag it out as much as I can, Jimmy. So, Talon Reese, 13 of 21 tonight, which is over 50% completion percentage. Absolutely. 39 yards, one pick.
Okay.
Lucas Lactash, 5 catches for 17 yards. A.J. Gleason, 1 catch for 12 yards. And that was a catch with a cast on his hand in the middle. Jordan Thompson, 2 rushes for 12 yards. He had the big one there in the second quarter that went for 10. Troy, 3 rushes for 10 yards. For a total, we have 6 total rushes for 22 yards, and we have 61 total yards on offense. On defense, A.J. Gleason has 4 tackles and the forced fumble, and Evan Whitmore has 4 tackles. So that's our stats.
A.J. Gleason has 4 tackles, and 3 of them are absolute trucks.
No.
That's what I heard. So it's a 35-0 lead for Central Clarion here as the end of halftime ticks away and both teams retake the field. The Owls started off with possession, so they will kick off to start the third quarter. And again, in the mercy rule, after the fifth Central Clarion TD of the game, put them up by over 30.
For our millennials out there, Lamborghini Mercy, the Owl should be thirsty for a touchdown. We got to stop. Got to stop Central Clarion. Come out on offense. And you got to take shots. There's been zero shots downfield tonight for the Owls.
So here's a nice kick to the 15-yard line. Brought back across the 25 and wrapped up near the 30. And a nice job there to bring them down near the 31.
Yeah, now it's back to do your job. You got to slow down the Central Clarion offense. I don't know if they're going to roll out starters or not. I don't see Jace Ferguson out there quite yet.
No, it looks like I know they've got Kupnitsky out there.
And they have Ashton. Oh, there he is.
They have Rex out there, yeah. And, yep, there's Ferguson. And he's got double twins and Kupnitsky to his left. He's going to drop back, look to his right side. He's got a man in the middle of the field, a sliding incomplete pass. Well, it was a nice effort there by Fox, but ultimately couldn't quite handle it.
I mean, you got to respect Central Clarion. They're not sparing anyone.
They're coming out. They ran that one play that it was a run, a sweep out to the right side before the half, but it wasn't a knee. And, they're going to come out and play their game, get their reps. So Ferguson is going to roll out to the right side on second and 10. Hit as he throws, intercepted by the Owls at the 40. He gets it inside to the 40, or rather to the 36-yard line.
And that might, there should be a penalty call on that for unnecessary roughness.
Yeah, that was a weird tackle. Well, that'll fire up the Owls a little bit. Who came away with the pick there?
I think that was Isaiah Fenton.
Yeah, I believe you're right. Yeah, and that's going to be, as I mentioned earlier, it's not his first of the season. I don't know if he had two coming into tonight, but he has been busy on the defensive side of the ball this year. First and 10, split backs for Talon Reese.
We got to take a shot here on offense. Quick
turnover. There's Girdlestone in motion, and it's going to be Adkins trying to get out to the left sideline, and he's hitting the backfield for a loss of a few.
It's something that we haven't talked about enough, but Central Clarion, they are super physical.
Yeah, they've almost come out harder here in the third than they did in the first.
Yeah, Jimmy, you have to take a shot on this drive. You have to go for something more than 5 yards downfield. Talon has the time in the pocket. You just got to go. I mean, you got one-on-one right now with Isaiah Fenton.
Reese on second and 13 takes a snap. He's looking Fenton's way, and he's got him. It's caught for a short gain. It gets him back on the other side of the line of scrimmage, which is good. Ultimately going to still bring up a second and 8 here. Or a third and 8, rather.
Yep, third and 8. We saw a substitution. Looks like Logan Kohler, freshman, is coming in.
We've got Adkins coming out as a wide receiver. Yeah, and Kohler, as you said, also on the field. Empty backfield for Reese. And that's Laktash out to the left. Makes a move at the 30, and he's going to get bunched up and dragged down. And forward progress will get him right near that 30-yard line.
Yeah, and the one thing that you're going to notice here between the two teams is they had 5 guys swarming the football, Central Clarion did. And it just seems like it's not a complete, total team effort tonight.
One of the things you look at when Central Clarion runs the ball is just how well every guy on the field is blocking. For whoever is not carrying the football is engaged in a block effectively, and it makes a difference. So here's a 4th and 4 for Reese with split backs. He's going to drop back. He's going to roll out to the right. And it's caught by Laktash. Laktash is going to get real close to the first down line. And he's popped as he approaches the sideline.
He's going to be short.
Yeah, they signaled it short of the first. I'd like to see where this spot is.
Looks like they're spotting a few inches short, about a yard short.
Yeah, not quite as close as I thought it was, I guess. So that's a turnover on down, and the Wildcats will take over. So what do you think? Does Ferguson come back out on? Yep, Ferguson's back out there.
Yeah, you know the one thing we haven't seen Ferguson do? Use his legs today.
That's true, yeah.
Not that he had to.
He hasn't really called for it. He's had Kupnitsky running successfully, except for here, wrapped up in the backfield by Laktash. He causes some trouble on that one and drops him for a loss.
Laktash got excellent penetration, beat this man one-on-one. Hit him with a little swim move,
yeah.
Ducked to the inside. Got to it, blew the play up.
Yeah, that's a loss of four. Brings up second and 14 from the 23. A couple of nice defensive sets here for the Owls. Interception. Loss of yards there. Here's an aired out pass to Fox, and it's caught. And he's going to be dragged down deep near the 37-yard line. Wow. I mean, a cannon.
Cannon, and there's not much. I mean, when you're
Rex, rather. I said Fox. Ashton Rex.
Not T-Rex.
No. Yeah, an absolute cannon by Ferguson, though.
Hey, I'll say it. Dog.
Say it. Oh.
Dog. I'll say it.
You did say it.
I'll say it again.
First and 10 from the 37. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ferguson takes the snap, hands it off, and it's across the 30. Drag, breaks a tackle at the 20. He's dragged out of bounds, just downhill running by Kupnitsky.
Yeah, it was a sloppy tackling.
Yeah, broke one tackle, just kind of shedded a guy off his leg there and moved the chains.
They did they always did get away with one there, though. Tackled him a little late out of bounds. The refs are just letting it go, which is the type of referees I want. Let them play.
Let the boys play. First and 10 from the 21, 6:12 left in the third quarter. Here's Ferguson with Kupnitsky to his left. It's going to be a pass. He's under pressure, but he evades it. Now he's going to keep it. He's running, tucked for the first down inside the 10, dragged down near the 6-yard line.
What do you do? Or what are you...
I have no idea.
Supposed to do there. The kid looks like a starting running back on any other team. That's the first time we saw him use his legs tonight.
Yeah, that was it Gangloff, I think, that got into the backfield there?
No, that was big Jesse Taylor.
Oh, was it Taylor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got in there, almost got him.
Yeah, almost got to contact. And then a second Owls defender, after he had left the pocket, started rolling out. Looked like he was going to approach him, and that's when Ferguson just kind of turned on the Jets, and it made it not even close. Here's Kupnitsky out in motion. Ferguson now with one man in the backfield. It's Beckwith. It's going to be a throw.
This is coming back, Holden.
So it was, let's see, Brady Quinn, our guy.
Not of Notre Dame.
Brady Quinn, who found his way into the end zone there. But as you mentioned, flag will bring this one back.
Hey, what team was Brady Quinn drafted by?
I don't remember. The Bucs or something?
No. Think of a team that always had quarterback issues. That still does.
Detroit.
No, when you think about a toilet, you think about the...
Oh, the Browns.
The Browns.
Here is first and long, and it's Quinn again, and this time he finds the end zone from even farther out, and instead of a 5-yard TD, They'll get a 15-yard TD.
Yeah, not much. They ran a little triple option there. Had the Owls defense a little bit of on ice skates.
So that's a 15-yard. Is that a forward pass?
No, it's gonna be, it was a handoff.
And here's your extra point. Up and good. And that's 42-0. Central Clarion leads over the Owls with 4:15 left in the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Living on a fixed income can be stressful. Luckily, the folks at Devonclaw State Farm are here to help you save on your insurance. Whether it's car, life, home, and anything in between, Devonclaw and her team are here to straighten out your insurance needs. They are local agents who care about you and our community. So visit the squad today at the old post office in Bradford and see how Devin and her team can save you money even with bundling. Call Devin for your free quote, 814-817-2086.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. And it's 42-0. Central Clarion leads the Owls with 4:15 left in the third quarter. Back to our third quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Looks like Terry Dowenbaugh.
Nicely said.
I nail it?
Yeah, right on the money.
Wow. First try. It's caught at about the 10-yard line as the return across the 30. And Lactash lowers the shoulder and runs over Quinn. And now it's getting chippy. Boy, Lactash just lowered it on Brady Quinn. So Quinn just scored the touchdown and made his way downfield to tackle Lactash on the return. And Lactash just lowered his shoulder and plowed him over at the 35. And then things got a little chippy. And Quinn noticing, you know, that he might be in.
Oh, they're going to get.
Yeah, I think they.
They got him.
They got it on the Owls.
Yep.
And I think that's why Quinn turned around and walked away. I think
he knew.
I think he knew that he had it, and he just real quick turned around and walked away, which was the smart play, absolutely. So the Owls get brought back down to the 25. We're at the 35 to start. First and 10, and out of the backfield is Atkins. It's at the 30, and it'll be a short gain, or a moderate gain there for Atkins.
Hey, you know what? The ball went forward there. Positive gain.
6-yard pickup for Atkins. Makes it a 2nd and 4 with 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Owls can just keep the ball moving a little and, you know, enough to run some clock and feel like they're doing something on offense. I mean, that would be great for their where they're at mentally, I'm sure. Empty backfield for Reese. And
he dropped the ball.
It's fumbled, and I think Central Clarion picked it up. It's how it looked from up here.
Yeah, got hit.
Yeah.
Dropped the ball.
Yeah, that's Wildcats ball.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, probably got to consider
taking him out.
Taking him out, yeah.
Yeah.
There's literally no reason to keep him into the game. Not one. But I want to. I want to give a shout out to the Bradford High School student section here.
Oh yeah.
No matter what the score is, they've been bringing it tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
They got some team spirit.
Yeah, I think right there. You know, if you wanted to give them another shot to have something on that last drive.
Oh yeah.
If you wanted to give him a, you know, he wants to try to find the touchdown, get the end zone. Here's Ferguson, who's still in the game, going towards the corner of the end zone. That falls incomplete. But, you know, if he wanted to play for something there, to get downfield or to get a big throw or to get a TD, sure. But at this point now, approaching the fourth quarter, down by 6 TDs,
yeah,
might be time to pull our guy. Ferguson's still in, though, and he's also got Rex out wide. He's got Kupnitsky to his left.
He's still taking shots at the end zone.
Yeah, yeah. There's a handoff to Kupnitsky. Sweep out to the right side, and that's going to be another big run. First down,
Another big hit by AJ.
Yeah, Gleason all over the field. This one gets down inside the 10. So all of a sudden, the Wildcats are back in the red zone. Yeah, near the 7.
Yeah, like the great Kenny Chestnut used to say, don't blink.
I have never listened to a Kenny Chestnut song in my life. And I just take that to the bank.
One of Nashville's biggest.
Cool.
Yep.
Pretty cool. First and goal from the 7, 1:42 left in the third quarter. Ferguson out of the shotgun, and it's a handoff to Rex out of the backfield. Or is that Quinn again?
That is Quinn.
Yeah, that is Brady Quinn. For his second rushing TD from 8 yards out.
Yeah, not much to write home about. I mean, they're just excellent at blocking, and the Owls can't get penetration into the backfield. Not much you can do.
No, I mean, just kind of having their way on the field.
And oh, they got one, finally.
Yeah, yeah. That's Isaiah Finn finally gets to the kicker there, and it's no good. Point after, and makes it 48-0 rather than 49. 1:27 left in the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field. A minute and a half left in the third. 48-0 Central Clarion leads. And as the Owls get set to receive, looks like we've got Adkins and Lactash. And Adkins will bring it back. Adkins runs across the 20 and inside the 25, and he's bunched up there at about the 26-yard line.
Oh, still running physical. And here comes Talon. Looks like the Owls are playing for some sort of moral victory.
Yeah, Reese will retake the field. He's got Adkins going out to his right side, trips to the left. Reese drops back, shovel pass to Adkins, and it's a short game.
Good little shovel pass by Talon.
Yeah.
Hit him in stride.
Yeah, saw a few of those last week as well. Adkins was able to make some room on a couple of them. This one only goes for about a yard, and it brings up a 2nd and 9. Also pads the stats a little bit.
It does.
Gleason lined up to the right. Double twins for Reese. Looks to Fitton. Fitton with the catch. Breaks a tackle. And then he's hit near the 32-yard line.
Yeah, it just seems like any time like the Owls are able to make a player miss, there's always a second
one there, yeah.
Second one there to clean up.
So a little 5-yard gain there. Makes it 3rd and 4. But we are approaching the end of the third, and I think that's going to bring it to double zeros on the clock. And it does. So that's where we end the third quarter. Terry Dauenbaugh wins the free lunch special from Toji Substation as our third quarter contestant. 12 more minutes yet to go. The fourth quarter of Bradford Owls football trailing 48-0 to Central Clarion on WESB Sports.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which led to the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
WESB Sports.
Back for the fourth quarter of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, live from Parkway Field. Here is third and four, and it's a first down for Laktash as he lowers the shoulder again and gets it across to the 49-yard line.
We're almost back in the Wildcat territory.
Yes. Getting close. First and 10 at the 49. Reese. And it looks like he's going to line up with Trips to the right. It's Himes, Gleason, and Fitton to the right, and Laktash to the left. Reese drops back. He's going to try to find Adkins. It's bobbled and incomplete.
I mean, other than the first quarter, the fumble and the interception, the Owls have done good at not throwing it into danger.
Yeah.
I will say that. I mean, with the team that's leading the state in turnovers.
Yeah, 12 interceptions coming into the night.
I mean, yeah, they're averaging, what, 3 interceptions a game and 2, yeah, 2 fumbles a game.
Yeah, like 2.5. And there goes Himes in motion. And Reese, under pressure, finds Adkins. Adkins has room. He's across the 40 and stumbles forward at the 35.
Turf monster got him there.
Yeah, a little bit. At the 34-yard line. Good for a first down, and the Owls keep the chains moving. Our fourth quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes, Matt DeGoyler. Looking for our last chance here for the Owls to find the end zone. Matt, if the Owls do score in the fourth, you'll win the free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't, you'll join our previous 3 winners and get the free lunch special from Toji's Substation. And Reese sends Adkins over to the left side. He's got Trips to the right. Looking that way, rolling out that way. Fires across, and it's caught by Fitton.
Yeah.
As he hits the ground, is able to cradle that ball. And it's going to be inches short of the first down.
Yeah, Talon channeled a little Josh Allen there through a little sidearm.
Yeah. So second and inches here for the Owls. Gleason's going to come off the field. Laktash and Himes to the left. Split backs for Reese. And it's going to be pitched out to Adkins. Adkins getting dragged, but he gets forward for the first. I think
you're right. Yeah, definitely a first down. Where's this been the whole game?
So it's first and 10 for the Owls at the 24.
Does look like they're playing their twos.
Trips to the right. And this time it's Fitton. Fitton cuts inside after the catch. Ooh. Boy, and he gets walloped after a short gain.
Isaiah Fenton's like Rocky, isn't he? Always gets hit, smacked. It seems like he's the one on the team that gets smacked the hardest. He just keeps getting up.
Yeah, he gets hit around a little bit. Now he
Chumbawamba.
He broke Chumbawamba, tub something. He made the catch there, broke a tackle, and then got bunched up. And as he was trying to shake off the second contact, two other Central Clarion defenders came in and let him have it. But after a gain of four to bring up a second and six, the Owls at the 20-yard line. And Reese drops back, looking to his left. He's got Girdlestone there inside the 10, the 5. Girdlestone ripped out of bounds, shy of the goal line at the 2-yard line.
Hey, we're cooking now.
Now we're digging where there's taters.
That's right. Getting our hands a little dirty.
It's another first down for the Owls. First and goal from the 2. And Reese looks like a fully different quarterback on this drive. Split backs. Reese will hand it off to Adkins. Adkins cuts it up the middle, and we've got a touchdown, Owls. So the Owls end the shutout here in the fourth and find the end zone from 2 yards out. Troy Adkins has the pleasure.
I will tell you what, Troy was not getting that touchdown right there. He made every effort. Probably a little excessive, jumped over, probably could walk through, but hey, we're in the end zone, Jimmy.
Just make sure you get in, that's all. Here is, looks like Fitton going to kick the extra point.
Heavy play.
Had the block earlier, and now puts one through himself. So it's 48-7 with 7 minutes and 3 seconds yet to play. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. The Owls avoid the skunk, put an end to the shutout. It's 48-7 after a 2-yard run from Troy Adkins, and Isaiah Fitton put in the extra point. Here's the boot on the kickoff, rolls inside the 10, and it's fumbled. He picks it up at the 1-yard line. Now some work to do. Gets across the 10 to the 15 and pushed out of bounds at about the 15-yard line.
Almost disaster.
Disastrous, yeah.
Well.
And that gives Matt DeGuiler the free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant as our fourth quarter winner.
Let's go, Matt.
For Toji's touchdown. 6:53 left in the game. And again, the Owls kind of feel the release there of finding the end zone. And Reese looked really sharp on that last drive. A lot of passes, mixed in a couple of runs. And ultimately, Adkins is able to the one that was able to punch it in. And now we've got the second team in for Central Clarion. A run out to the right side and across for a first down. And boy, brought down hard at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, we're seeing looks like both second-string teams are out there.
That was Brady McKinley on the run for Central Clarion.
And 54 for the Owls.
Yeah, I was looking for that. Evan Whitmore.
Oh, yeah. Dog.
Our guy.
Dog, I'm just happy. I feel like a proud father looking at the former Raptors out here. Logan Kohler, one of the kids I coached, Evan Whitmore.
He's getting loose right now. You see him?
He is. He's going to remember the name.
Limbering up.
I'm telling you, remember the name.
Like a lion limbering up before he takes down a gazelle. Here's a run, handoff right up the middle, bunched up, but breaks the tackle across to the 35. And near the 36-yard line.
Oh, Carter Colley.
Carter Colley's name gets called.
Yeah, we called his name early in the season. Yes. And now kind of seemed like it faded away, but we heard his name a few times tonight.
So a 6-yard gain there on the run.
What?
brings up a second and four. Central Clarion with a man in motion. And a little deception play, but the Owls don't buy it, and they blow this one up in the backfield for a loss.
They have their deception glasses on there. Right through it.
Saw right through it.
They did. Your radio voice, Jimmy, is a mix between Fergie and Jesus.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Top notch.
Loss of a couple there brings up a third and five, and we approach 4:40 left in the fourth quarter. I could probably put on the old school,
like
a Fox Sports type.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Here's a handoff to the left. Fumble. The Owl is trying to jump on top of it, but there's one Central Clarion player there, and he very well might have had it. Yep, and he did. Wow. Three Owls. One Wildcat in perfect position to be able to scoop that one up and save from the turnover.
4 minutes into the game.
Fourth and punt's probably the running seven.
Dropped,
and Central Clarion got the first down, but there's a flag in the backfield. And it's going to be all the way to Dawson Smale. Now, was that punted but into a body, or was that just dropped altogether?
Illegal.
Yeah, it's against the Wildcats, so that's going to come back. But I didn't see if that got – it looked like that got punted into somebody.
Yeah, that looked like it went off the
– and Smale picked it up. Now, the snap didn't come out right. I think it's a possibility that it was dropped, but it looked like he got the kick off. I saw the kicking motion at least.
Now they're talking this one over. Smale went, 77 yards for a TD.
What do they got?
Or 87 yards, rather, for a TD. Personal foul there.
All right.
So it's a replay of fourth down, which is better than the touchdown, I think.
Yeah, I mean, according to my sources, too, that are flooding in right now, that is better than a touchdown.
Yeah, I think that's better than the touchdown, I think.
Are you cold?
I'm getting there.
I'll grow up.
It's fourth and 23. Are you? And goes across midfield and rolls to a stop at the 42.
Yeah. This week.
Already.
Probably didn't have mom spaghetti.
Zero. Zero spaghetti from anyone.
Okay.
Mom or no. Mom or other. And from their own 42. I sat like all morning.
They thought you stood all day.
No, I did a show. I did a show and I sit. Check it out sometime. It's a snap.
I was looking for our 28th, a number we haven't called much this year. The running back position gets a gain of 9.
our man. Oh, here's a pass across the middle. That's caught and across midfield for a first down.
By none other than Jordan Thompson.
Yeah. Yeah, Jordy Thompson gets to the 40-yard line to bring up a first and 10 for the Owls. And here's the snap. This one to the left side, and it's just overthrown. Made that one close. And the Owls still trying to mark it downfield. That's going to bring up a second and 10. Andrew Giordano in at quarterback and moving the ball down pretty well here so far.
Yep, nicknamed Lucky.
Lucky G.
Lucky G.
Second and 10 with split backs. Giordano takes the snap, drops back, and it's bobbled and goes dropped out of bounds. So that's a third and 10 with a minute to go. Giordano, strike across the middle is caught. It's going to be turned around at the 30 and brought down to the 26-yard line.
Yeah, I think that was Adam Ward on the play there, on the catch.
43 seconds left, and the Owls will try to get one more. Maybe time for a couple of plays here, depending on what we got. Giordano has to roll out. He's in trouble, and he slides down to one knee, and he's brought down in the backfield for a loss.
Yeah, I mean, you got to hurry up and get lined up here to at least get one more playoff, because
they're going to line up to try to get one more shot to the end zone, I believe. 17 seconds. They've got some time. Giordano gets the offense set, takes the snap, second and long, drops back, looking, shakes off one defender, and then is wrapped up by the second and dropped again at the 46-yard line, and that's where they'll end it. Two consecutive sacks keep the Owls out of the end zone, and the final score is 48-7. Central Clarion wins, and the Owls will fall to 0-5 on the season. So we're going to take a bit of a break here and wrap everything up. We'll come back and do a scoring recap and go over our stats. And that will be our Owls postgame show after just a quick break. It's Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket. The Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayers.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field for the Owls postgame show. Following the loss to Central Clarion, 48-7 is your final score. We'll break it down real quick. We'll do some final stats in just a moment. But first, your scoring recap. The Owls start off pretty well, actually. If you would have gone by the first two possessions of this game, I wouldn't have guessed this is how we would have ended up.
Nope.
But that's not how things played out the rest of the way. In the first, the Owls received to start the game. They drove downfield pretty effectively, and then once they got inside, got near the red zone, Reese threw his interception there, his only INT of the game. But Central Clarion brought it all the way back and made it count. But as soon as they approached the 25-yard line or so, they got their first TD. It was Jace Ferguson on a 24-yard touchdown pass to Dawson Smail. The point after was good, and it was 7-0 Central Clarion. And the Owls were able to kind of keep them slowed down for a little bit in that first quarter. But once we got into the second, it was a completely different story. Central Clarion scores on the first play of the second quarter, a one-yard run from Beckwith. And the point after there was good, 14-0. They go again with Ferguson's second touchdown pass of the game, a 40-yard strike to Ashton Rex. Point after is good, 21-0. Then Kupnitsky gets his first touchdown of the game, their halfback, their leading rusher. A two-yard touchdown run, point after is good, and it's 28-0. And one more time before the end of the first half, Ferguson on his third touchdown of the game. This one's a one-yard touchdown pass to Tommy Smith on a little rollout on the goal line. Point after is good, and it's 35-0 heading into the half. The Owls came back out of halftime and had to kick off. And now Brady Quinn starts to get involved for the Wildcats, and he was their entire third quarter, basically. He has a 15-yard run for their first touchdown of the third quarter. Point after was good, and it was 42-0. And then he finds the end zone again from 8 yards out. This time the point after is blocked by Isaiah Fitton, gets a hand on it, and it's 48-0. In the fourth, the Owls are the only ones to score. They get their first touchdown of the game, and it happens to be the only score of the fourth quarter. It's Troy Atkins, and really the entire team looked really sharp moving the ball downfield for whatever reason. You know, they were playing the second team defense, but the passes were all much crisper. I think Reese had maybe calmed down a little bit. Whatever he was seeing that was rushing him against the starters, he wasn't nearly as rushed, and all the passes were on point. So they marched downfield pretty well. Troy Atkins find the end zone from 2 yards out to end the skunk. And it is 48-7 after Isaiah Fitton kicks through the extra point. And that's where we end the score as the Owls fall to 0-5. Central Clarion improves to 5-0, and their nice season continues. They've, you know, padded their stats a little bit here tonight. Then speaking of the stat sheet, Cam,
yep.
What do you got for me tonight?
All right, for stats, I got quarterback Talon Reese. He finished 24-33 for 126 yards to the one interception that he had. Troy Atkins had 6 rushes for 10 yards, and he had a 2-yard touchdown run, and then he had 6 catches for 25 yards. Jordy Thompson, 2 rushes for 12 yards. A.J. Gleason had 1 catch for 12 yards. Andrew Giordano, when he came in the fourth quarter, was 2-of-4 for 24 yards. On the defensive side, A.J. Gleason, 5 tackles, 1 forced fumble. Lucas Lactash had 5 tackles, Evan Whitmore with 6 tackles, and Isaiah Fitton had the 1 interception.
Nice. Yeah. I forgot about Fitton's interception. That was a nice pick from him. And I think his second of the season is possible that he got his third.
I want to say third.
Can't quite remember. What about your collision of the game? This is sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford.
All of AJ Gleason's. I couldn't even pick one.
Yes.
whatever AJ Gleason made a tackle, that was my collision of the game.
Yeah, just about every tackle that AJ made was an absolute truck. The guy plays with a lot of intensity. From the first quarter, we were talking about it. He had a couple in the first. And then every time he made contact, it was like, whoa, well, there's another one, I guess. Maybe we need to talk about that later. So congratulations to AJ Gleason again. That's the collision of the game, sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. All that's left is the MVP, Cam. So what are we thinking here?
I mean, looking down through it, we could go defense. We could go offense, obviously. I was kind of up in the air with Troy Adkins because special teams, he was bringing it. But, I mean, Talon finished over 66% completion percentage. He had 126 yards, and I mean, although the one interception, but that fourth quarter and then that first drive. So, I mean, I would go Talon Reese first.
Yeah, I like the way that he bounced back and led the offense downfield in the fourth quarter. Again, it was against the second team defense, but he stayed in the game the entire time.
Yep.
And I don't know if that was, you know, him asking to. I don't know if that was coach insisting that he goes out and get a touchdown. I don't know what that was. He stayed in the game the whole time, so props to him for that. He toughed it out, and he kept going out there, and eventually he did drive the Owls downfield effectively. Troy Adkins does end up getting credit for the touchdown, but they don't get downfield without Reese. And so a credit to him. Now, again, that interception in the first quarter, you know, I don't think it was the game changer. But it killed that first drive. But he battled back from that. You could see him struggling afterwards for a little bit, thinking that he was under pressure. But he was able to kind of turn it on once we got to the fourth, drive the guys downfield, and get Troy Adkins into the end zone. But maybe we should think about doing a co.
Yeah, I think, and because the more I sit here and think about it, I mean, Troy Adkins brought it on special teams.
Yeah,
returns. Was close to 100 yards, return yards. And it's just the 89 and the physicality of his running today. And he did score the lone touchdown for the Owls. I'm going to vote that we go co-MVPs, Troy Adkins and Talon Reese.
I like
Let's
it.
Say you.
Adkins, I like it a lot. Adkins, again, yeah, he was especially in that first half, he had some really nice returns from the kickoffs. And even in the second, they weren't getting, the yardage wasn't quite as there, but you could tell he was running with a lot of, he was running downhill. Is that angry running that we talked about a couple weeks ago. And yes, and he also closes out that fourth quarter drive with a touchdown. He had a really nice game as well. So those are your co MVPs of the week, your Owls Model T MVPs of the week, sponsored by the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Way to go to both guys. That's Talon Reese and Troy Adkins, the co-MVPs of the week. So, again, the Owls fall to 0-5 on the season. You can join us next week for our Week 6 matchup on Friday night. We will be in Montauk! Heading out to Montauk. A little bit of a drive. We'll be there with a 6:45 pregame and a 7 o'clock kickoff next Friday night. And I believe that is it for us. So for my color commentator, Cameron Snodgrass, for my statistician, Mark Irvin, and for my sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station, this has been a production of Bradford Owls Football, and this is Jimmy Kelt signing off of WESB Sports.